have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. This is Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue is appreciating your body. How many of y'all can relate to that? So my first podcast I did 10 years ago, my podcast was on how to accept your body. And I think I've had 191 podcasts since then. And believe it or not, to this day, it is still one of the most popular. People keep listening to that particular podcast from 10 years ago. And I think we know why, because as women, it's something that most of us struggle with our entire lives, no matter how old you are. If you haven't listened to the podcast, it's a must. And it's what we call an evergreen, like it's timeless. We understand that women struggle with this, as we've already said. So the podcast is with my friend and fitness coach, Jessica Smith, and she gives really invaluable tips on how we can appreciate our bodies, how we can actually appreciate our bodies. She talks about doing this through movement, doing this by changing the way we think of ourselves, about by accepting ourselves, and about, you know, some conscious eating. So those were her main tips that she talked about in the podcast. And, you know, it was really an eye opener for me. And I did all those things. And the acceptance for my body has definitely increased over the past 10 years since listening to her and really taking her tools and practicing them. I started exercising and going to the gym, not to lose weight, but to feel strong and to feel empowered and to feel good about myself, not for anybody else, which of course translates really out into the world. When we feel good, we definitely look good. And this change in my belief system was huge. The shift into exercising for health and confidence was really new to me, but it felt really great. But as I kept pushing myself to get stronger, it also showed up in my outer world, that confidence and self-like and self-love. And I started to believe in myself. I started to trust myself. And this is not to be dramatic, but it's pretty dramatic if you use that tool. It will change part of your life. When you go to the gym, even when you don't feel like going to the gym, because you told yourself you would go, you prove to yourself that you can trust yourself. You show yourself you're actually quite strong, not just physically, but internally. Even if you're there 20 minutes, that's what I always tell myself. You're there. You drive, you walk there, whatever. You tell yourself, I'm here. You're already ahead of the game. And that is such a internal changer when you obey yourself. I also started making more time for myself and self-care since that podcast. It helps now that my kids, you know, are in college, they're out of the nest. I understand. I have so much empathy for moms who still have kids in their house and they're trying to make time for themselves. And that is possible. But it is, let's not lie, much easier when your kids are out of the house. And I did this by, you know, getting a massage. And I encourage everybody to do this. Get a massage when your muscles are killing you instead of going to the gym. That is self-care. Listening to your body and accepting what's going on with your body at that moment is self-care. And I did that. I also listened to Jessica's best advice. She told me this, I think, even before I started the podcast, because I met her, believe it or not, at Equinox. She was, I don't know why I'm whispering. She was a teacher and we became friends. But she said to me while she was starting a class, if you have to make a choice between sleep and exercise, always choose sleep. Isn't that interesting? I've never heard anybody say that. So I listened to that advice. If I was low on sleep because my work schedule changed and I was getting home at midnight, or if I was extra fatigued, maybe because I was about to get sick, you know how you're like, oh, I'm so run down. I don't know what my problem is. Maybe you're getting sick. That's happened to me. You know, I was getting sick and I didn't know it. I would listen to my body and I would obey it and I would choose sleep without guilt. But truthfully, I would always feel a little guilty. I still do. But I would accept that I felt guilty because that's our old programming. Whatever judgment, whatever issue is coming up, whatever feeling is coming up, that's old stuff. That's an old story. So I would accept that guilt was old programming, feeling guilty about taking care of myself. And then I would go to bed. I'd go to bed anyway. And I would feel better, of course, when I got up, because sleep is like the magic of all pills, even though it's not a pill, right? It's a magic. It's the antidote to so many things that bother us and are hurting us. But I'm human and I don't always feel good about my body. No, this is a long-winded story, but I just want to tell you how I got to where I got to where I'm going to talk about. I'm human. I don't always feel good about my body and I don't always accept it. And I was thinking recently about a birthday I had coming up, a pretty important birthday. And birthdays are great. I love them so much because they give us an opportunity, if we choose to accept it, to reflect on our lives. Like, where am I going? What am I doing? What do I want? And I was reflecting on the fact that I still didn't fully appreciate my body. And like when some, I forget what woman told me this a long time ago, or maybe I read it. She said, you're never going to look as good as you do today. And maybe that's not totally true, but it's kind of true. Like, you're never going to be as young as you are today. You're never going to be as spry as you are today, even though we can improve as we get older. But in general, I understand the concept. So I was like thinking about this and I was reflecting on the fact that I still didn't, you know, still criticizing my body and how I looked. Little criticisms. I've gotten so much better, but still, you know, that voice in the head. And then I thought of something my older sister did a few years ago that really validated her and her confidence and her, how she felt about her relationship with her body. And that was a photo shoot. Oh my gosh. The Kardashians do this all the time. They take photo shoots. They say to feel good about themselves, but they're also the queens of marketing. But it's true. A photo shoot is such an interesting tool, an idea. So, I mean, I've certainly had my picture taken plenty over the years, and I'm sure a lot of you listening have too, thanks to the iPhone or even professionally, like most people. But this one, this photo shoot, I told myself would be different. It was a boudoir shoot with as much clothing or as little clothing as you'd like. This female photographer, who my sister used, that's how I found her, who only does this kind of thing, which is empowering, which is about appreciating the female body as art, and that it creates this beauty just by the pictures and shows you the beauty that you have within and outside. I know that sounds very granola, but it's true. Like, the woman's body is a piece of art. Let's be real. It really is. In all stages of life. And so I was like, maybe that's what I need. I need a visual, a reminder to appreciate how I looked in time and to appreciate my body, myself, and where I'm at in my life, no matter where I'm at in my life. So I signed up for it. I'm like, if my sister's that brave, I can be that brave. And boy, was I dreading this photo shoot. I wasn't dreading it. I was actually anxious about it. As you might understand why. The anxiety was just this ancient programming deep inside me that a lot of us have, that little voice that says to all of us, hey, you're not good enough. You're not gonna look good enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not thin enough. You're not enough. You're not pretty enough. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know that voice in the head. So here's what I did about it. I'm going to tell you four things. I still signed up for the shoot. I'm still going to do it. Number one, I acknowledge the voice. And if you guys have listened to any bit of this podcast, you know that acknowledgement, acceptance is the first step in healing. So I acknowledged and accepted the voice. You know, it was there. It wasn't going anywhere. It's not going to poof, go away. Just forget it. Think positive. It's not going to happen. Now, the voice deserved to be there. It was probably my little girl at 7 years old talking to me. It was from the past, number one. So I accepted and acknowledged it. Number two, then I put my attention on taking action. I still was going to the shoot. I still was committed to it. I still was going to do it. So I was like, let me take action to do everything I can to achieve my goal, which is to look and feel my best on that day. So I increase my workouts by 2 days a week. I push myself more at the gym and surprise myself. I actually was going to the gym by myself without my trainer, without my husband, more times than I ever have in my life. I would get up at 7 o'clock and go and push, push, push. And I told myself I was going also on a water fast. So my trainer's like, oh, go on a water fast for 4 days, which for him, I mean, that was great. But for a woman, I think I was reading how that's not so great. But even if it didn't even matter what I read, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this water fast. Yeah, I'm going to do la, 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 la. I didn't do it. I've done many fasts, which I think they're so good for you, but I did a, did I do a 24 hour fast? Yeah, I did. I did 24 hours. I was, or an 18, something close to that, one day. And that was enough because it just seemed more in line with more of where I was at. And if I did 4 days, it would just be feeding that not good enough voice. Like, you gotta, you know? No, I was like, Lynn, just calm down. Number three, I picked out poses that I wanted for myself because I was like, okay, what's the purpose of this photo shoot? What part of your body do you want to really appreciate and for yourself? And I wanted to highlight the parts that I really, I don't know, was proud of. I don't know. It's definitely my ego, but whatever. I wanted to highlight my back and the muscles I have there. And I visualized this huge acrylic picture in my bedroom of that strong back. And I could look at it when I'm 90 and say, that was me at whatever age. See, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. You can look it up. But, you know, that was me with a strong and beautiful back. And hopefully I still feel strong and beautiful at 90. So that was number three. I picked up poses for myself and got to my intention. And number four, when I got the pictures back, I told myself I'm going to totally have a great attitude and really have gratitude, not an attitude. And boy, wow, with a capital W, gorgeous photos. Now, of course, I can't fully accept my body. Even though the photos really were perfect, that voice in the head was going, yeah, but she smoothed your skin. You know, the voice is so strong. So I accepted that it was there, but I focused on the positive and what I appreciated about the pictures, which were everything. They were just stunning. I do love how they look mostly, and I appreciate my body so much for, number one, all that it does for me. My God, look at all I did to go through this photo shoot. I mean, it wasn't really crazy. And by the way, I still ate snacks and drank alcohol. I was like, I'm not going to drink. I kind of really just didn't change much. I just worked out a little bit more and got a spray tan. That was it. So I just look at these pictures and I'm like, thank you, legs, for working. Maybe you're not as tall and as thin as I want you to be, but you work and you're healthy. Thank you, back. Thank you, arms. Thank you, breasts. Thank you, booty. Thank you, eyeballs. Thank you, throat. Thank you, heart. The things you can't see. And I really, it really, 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 how many really is going to use? Really? I love a photo shoot because it takes a snapshot of a moment in time. And it will always bring me back to that gift I gave myself. And like I said, I think I said this on social media. So many people ask me, are you doing this for your husband? Are you going to surprise him with these pictures? I seriously did this photo shoot for myself. It was a birthday gift to me, for me. And I was like, you know, when I came to picking out the pictures, I was like going to pick them out myself and print whatever. But I was like, well, let me show him because I do value his opinion. I do want to give him a couple of pictures. And we did that. And he liked the same pictures I liked. And it was nice. It was really nice, but truly was a gift for myself. So a photo shoot with just you in any capacity, with any kind of, with whatever clothing, not clothing, whatever, you know, atmosphere, circumstance you want, could be a beautiful addition tool to add to the body appreciation toolbox that I hope you have. It doesn't have to be fancy, and it definitely doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to transform into something else. Remember what I told you. I was like, you know, when somebody says photo shoot, especially like nude or half nude, you're like, oh my God, I got to transform my body. And I did have that feeling in the beginning, but when it came close to it, I'm like, I look pretty good. And I don't feel like starving. I don't feel like going on some Atkins diet. I don't feel like, I was like, I'm going to keep being me. Maybe I'll have a little less chocolate, but for the most part, yeah, this is me. So You do have to have a willingness, though, for this photo shoot possibility to look at yourself inside and out, and a willingness to really love what you look like and love what you feel like in this moment in time. My guru has the best mantra. Quote, I love and appreciate myself just as I am right now. The right now is really critical, because most of us say, I love and appreciate myself when I lose weight, when I get a man, when I get money, when I get the promotion, when I get a facelift, when somebody asks me out. No, I love and appreciate myself right now, as I am right now. So that is super important, because perfection is unattainable. That when we want perfection and we strive for it, we just make ourselves suffer. And by the way, the photog is Pamela Nicole out of Phoenix. There are lots of great photogs, but I'm always intrigued and drawn toward women who support women. And this woman does. And she makes you feel so relaxed. I love her so much. So there you go. Add a possible tool to your toolbox of appreciating and loving your body just as it is right now. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. Bum, 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 bum. Now go take a picture of yourself. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out. Maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think. So tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast. So your shares, your subscribes and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store and they help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.